Call the meeting to order for June the 13th, 2022. Scott, would you establish a quorum for us, please?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer. And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 13th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for the cases denied, as Exhibit C. For the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening, a staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet and give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. Before we go any further, case number 22008 on a rezone for Legacy Missouri Partners has withdrawn. So if any of you are here for that case, you're welcome to leave, or you're welcome to stay and listen to other things. But that one has withdrawn and will not be heard tonight. What we have now will be, we will listen to 22013 and 22015 will be presented at the same time, but would I miss something? Oh, the minutes. All right. And I was here, too. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes? Does somebody want to make a motion to accept?
To approve.
Motion by Randy. Randy.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Now we'll get to the public hearing and the final vote on 2213 and 2215, but they will be voted on separately. Scott, do you want to present?
Yep. So if both applicants for these rezone case number 2213 and 2215, 315 Idlewild and 149 Idlewild are okay with just holding the public hearing all at one time since lots are so close, but then the vote will be separate. Is that all right, both applicants?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Both applicants here? Or?
Yes.
Okay, is that all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So moving on, we have case number 2213. Monsanto Properties LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request of one parcel, which is number 19-2.0-10-003-012-006.007, located at 315 Idlewild Drive, Ridgedale, and case number 2215, Hartford Rentals LLC, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request of one parcel, which is number 19-2-10-003-012-006.012, located at 149 Idlewild, Ridgedale. The existing parcels are zoned R1 Single Family Residential District. The rezoning requests are for RR1 Rural Residential District. These parcels are two of 13 approximate three-acre lots in the Table Rock Terrace subdivision recorded in 1991. The following uses are allowed in RR1 zoning district with conditional use approval by the Planning Commission, but are not allowed in the R1 zoning district. And that's the main difference I saw between RR1 and R1. So application for conditional use could be made for a daycare, landscaping care facility, nightly rental, wedding event facility, and animal production and private boarding stables. This public hearing is only for the rezone application from R1 to RR1 and not the public hearing for any use requiring a conditional use permit approval by the Planning Commission. Public comments should be directed to only the rezone request and not to any use requiring the conditional use permit, where that hearing would be held at a later date after application is made for the conditional use permit, with the same notification requirements as this rezone hearing being made from the Planning Commission. So going to our screen. I've got the addresses labeled. Right down here in the bottom, this is the Long Creek Bridge. Tom, I don't know if you'll know where that's at or not, but... So you turn right on Heron Drive and then right on Idlewild, and here's our two parcels. Here's our zoning layer. The green C2, this is the DeMonico Resort property, and this is another resort that's been in place for quite some time. Here's our subdivisions that you can pull up on the GIS. Showing all the different names. This is the Table Rock Terrace. It goes up into these lots and then circles around. So here's the plat showing the two. And then I just took some photos from the driveway, like I usually do on every application, just to give you a feel. And then we'll go to pictometry and we can look at different angles if you want to. This 315 looking down the drive, looking back to the south and then back to the north, and this is 149. Again, I'm just on the Idlewild Road, and then there's the south view and back to the north. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant for case number 2213, which is Monsanto Properties, 315 Idlewild.
Yes, come up, please.
So our application is just for rural residential change, zoning change. We don't feel like it would have any adverse effect on marketability or traffic or the community as a whole. Not trying to hide the ball here. Our long-term plan is nightly rental. We're not doing a wedding venue, big parties, anything like that. But for now, the initial plan is just change the zoning so that way you can allow for conditional use permit application. So that is the long-term plan. Tonight, just that. I don't think rural residential has any effect on the neighborhood or the neighbors. Obviously not going to be putting any farm animals on the property or anything like that. You guys have any questions? No questions? Okay. That is all.
Do we have anyone that signed up to speak for this project? Anyone signed up to speak against this project? We have... one or two. If you'll take a seat, we'll.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to go ahead and let the other applicant come through with this part, and then we can go to the public hearing, and that way you...
Yeah, I both. Probably should. Yeah, let's hear applicants. From the other applicant first, and then...
Perfect.
All right. Basically, not much to add to that other than... I think the designation between the R1 and the RR1 Basically, as you guys are aware of in the code, is the acreage. So all of the lots to the south there in that subdivision are all 3 acres and larger. And then everything to the north, which is the R1 zoning, are all smaller lots. So if we're just staying within the confines of the rezone, basically that's the reason that we feel that we should fall into the RR1 category. Obviously tonight is not the night to go through the uses and everything else, but that's basically our foundation or our basis for going from R1 to RR1 is solely the lot size.
Okay. If you'll have a seat. Sir, you were wanting to speak on this matter?
This whole body up and get up.
I know about that.
My name's Leland Good. I'm president of the board at Clearwater Acres. Clearwater Acres lies just to the north of those areas. We have the bulk of the housing, the smaller lots, as he said. Concerns we have is traffic increase. If you go to rental property, you're probably going to have multiple vehicles coming in. Highway 86 is a disaster now, and we're going to throw more cars on that thing. That's an issue. We have wearing of our roads right now. We've talked to Bridges and Roads. We might get something done next year. It all's coming down to budgets to get our roads repaired. Added traffic tears them up more. We have a lot of traffic that goes to the lake anyway from outside people because there's a swimming area at the end of Clearwater, which is the road that they have to turn on before they can get onto Idlewood. Noise issues, rental properties. I've been in resorts, I've been in rentals. There's always a lot more noise because they're partying. They're there vacationing, they're partying, having a good time. The concern, if you do pass this, is how many more properties are going to come up and want to do it again. You know, we're a nice little, neat little community there, and we start getting all these rental properties around us, it's going to devalue our properties. We kind of heard from both of them that the RR1 is for strictly going to probably be rental, if I understood things right. But they could bring in farm animals. That's not a good deal in there. The other concern I have, you have added people coming into these houses. What's going to happen to the septic system? They're laying right next to the lake. Now we've got an issue there. Or are they upgrading the septic system to handle the added flow? So these are concerns we have. Whether it helps, I don't know. But I guess that's all I got, unless you got questions for me.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would say at this time, this isn't a final vote on this. This is a recommendation to the commission, and they will act on this on June the 20th at 9 p.m.
June the 20th?
Pardon?
At June the 20th would be when they'll act on it.
June the 20th at 9 a.m.
Right here?
Yeah. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on this matter? Lady back there?
So is this...
come up front if you want, ma'am, if you want to say something.
Hello.
Give your name, please.
My name is Cindy Wolzinski, and unfortunately my husband could not be here. Our son is having a baby and had some complications, so he's out of town. So I'm speaking on behalf. I'm at 500 Clearwater Drive, so I back up to the larger house on Idlewild that you saw. So basically, this is a seven-bedroom, six-bathroom house. It sits on 3 acres, and we actually are to the north of it, so we bumped